to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambi.
I'm Ambi, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive.
Hello, all you bloomers. Welcome back to another episode. So happy to be doing this whole thing again. I am Alexa, and with me is Ambi the amazing.
Ambi the amazing. Hello, everyone. I am Ambi the amazing.
I am Ambi the amazing. Behold.
Look into my eyes.
Yes, behold. Well, everyone, it's been a good week so far. It's only Monday, but so far the vibes are good. How's your Monday been, Ambi?
My Monday has been really good, actually. Just, you know, doing all the things and creating goals. Like, I went to bed last night with a goal sheet, and I woke up this morning, and I know, like, October, I'm coming for you, October.
You are not fucking around with October.
I'm not fucking around with October. You're mine. You're my bitch. So
I think it's really funny that we're starting this episode this way with who we're about to talk to.
Oh my gosh, I'm so okay. Embarrassed now. Oh my gosh.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We'll get to that in a minute. But
anyway, is full of peace and love.
October.
That's better.
Pumpkins. Yep. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about Halloween. We're gonna like have to talk about Halloween costumes because like I really want to dress up this year.
I'm really gonna be a witch. No joke.
Oh yeah, oh my god, I'm gonna be a witch gang. I'm gonna be like,
yeah,
freaking. We should totally be like a gang, like you know, like gangs with chains and stuff, but like witches. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh, there is this Pinterest thing of like do-it-yourself witch brooms, and I'm making one. Shit. I'm really psyched about it. My mom. Every year she's a witch, but she just has like a witch's hat and that's it. Like that's her costume. And I'm like, you're just being so lazy about it.
Oh, we gotta like up level the witch costume.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Level up.
For sure.
All right. Well, before we get into today's episode, of course we have to thank our beautiful, lovely, amazing Patreon patrons, who are Tammy Lip, Paige Long, Tiffany Polito, Mariah Atkinson, Melanie Larson, and Carolyn Esclapez, also known as Charm City Foster Mama. And
I like it.
Yeah, that's her Instagram name because she does like a lot of fostering and adoptions of dogs. So she wanted us like use that kind of instead.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. So if you're looking for dogs or cats or any kinds of animals, go check out that Instagram account. And
a cheap plug, girl. Let me just tell you what just happened. Go ahead.
But also, Ambi, four of our patrons are in the tier, the $10 tier, where they get to be in the private Facebook group and they're getting a monthly reading from our favorite alien, John. So, Ambi, do you know when you're doing that yet in case people want to jump on before you do your first reading?
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we've decided on Tuesday. And the information is in the group, but we're going to do it not tomorrow. Well, this is going to be released on Wednesday. So we're going to do it.
October 9th, a week from the one after that.
We'll do the one after that. Okay. October 16th.
Cool. So
let people get in if they want to.
Yeah. So if you want to get in on this first channeling with John, where you guys can ask him questions while Ambi's channeling him, you can talk to him directly. You can go to our Patreon page and you have to get in on the $10 tier. And then you will be entered into this private Facebook group. And that's going to be really exciting. I'm really excited to see what people ask him because apparently different people bring out different things in him. So that's
exciting. Yeah, we were just talking about that. Yeah, and like specific questions about like your life path and like your journey and like anything that you're having like questions about, he seems to be willing to answer these things. So
it's also interesting because like we always are referencing Abraham Hicks when we talk to him, and he's always like, I'm not going to be this is not going to be Abraham Hicks. But it actually is turning out to be cooler than Abraham Hicks because he gets so much more. He's like very good with like being very personable with people. Like Abraham is very like general, which is amazing. But John seems to be like you just said, like very personal, like about like what's going on with you very personally. So
And I also think that when he said like, we're not going to be like Abraham. It's, Abraham's talking to like the general collective, like a bigger population.
Yeah.
And he or they, because I keep saying we, they are talking to like one person in specific or one group in specific. So it's, it is like you were saying, it's like such a more personalized, experience. It's nice. Not that he is better or worse than Abraham. That's not just what I'm saying.
Just different.
I'm just saying it's different.
Different point of focus, which is always great. Yeah, so get in on that if you want to. The other thing is we just launched our private Facebook group, which is a long time coming, and it is Inner Bloomers on Facebook. There's already a bunch of you guys in there. If you haven't gotten in there, get in there because we're going to be, you know, posting updates, and I think like especially with the retreat information coming up and just other things that we're doing, we're obviously going to post in there first. So definitely get in there to communicate with the other bloomers, to share some ideas, and just to keep up on all the latest information about what we're doing. And anything else? Anything else we have to take care of?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I forgot to bring up a iTunes review.
Oh, okay. Well, while you do that, yeah. I can stall. I can
kill time. Vamp. Can you vamp?
I don't know what that is.
I don't really know what it means either. I just know
people. I'm say not young vamp, and vamp. Hip. Vamp? Okay. Do you want me to rap? I can vamp. Start rapping.
Oh, can that's you? Cool.
No, I can't rap.
Can you be a rapping witch?
Oh my god. That'd be cool. Yeah, we could get like grills.
Yes.
In our teeth.
Grills, face tattoos. Sorry, oh that's stereotyping. I shouldn't be
that is. That's rude. I'm
but
sorry.
Like, but also like now, now rappers have like rainbow hair and stuff. So
That's kind of cool.
There's no like, real stereotypes anymore.
For real, I really did want rainbow hair. And no one in my family was on board with this idea, but I really did want rainbow hair for a couple minutes.
I think you should still do it.
I appreciate you.
Okay, well, you vamped enough because the iTunes reviews are up. So the next review we have to read is from Jamie Dearest. The title is Thank You for Sharing. She says, this content is amazing and your friendship is amazing. It really warms my heart when I'm listening. Thank you, Alexa and Ambi, so much for creating this podcast. The episodes are so inspiring and I really love how surprisingly down to earth yet magical you both are. Wow.
Well, thank you. That is so nice.
I think our friendship is amazing too.
I agree as well.
Aw, awesome. Thank you. And I'm glad you think we're down to earth. That's cool.
Yeah. I feel like you're one of our friends too. Welcome. Welcome to the Witch Gang.
Welcome to the Witch Gang. Oh, so excited about Witch Gang. Okay. let's see. Okay. So today we are going to – so we were supposed to have an interview set up, but we had to shift some things around. And then we were thinking of what to do for this interview episode. And then suddenly it came to me – and I don't know what this is all about, but suddenly it came to me that we should interview Mary Magdalene. And I think this is about – we're going to see what happens. I think this is about – what I was feeling this was all about was just everything that's going on in society right now, just everything that's playing out on like the world stage of, you know, this rebalancing of this like masculine and feminine energy of like the feminine coming back into their power. But there's also just a lot of interesting things happening. It's kind of like the feminine is rising, but it's kind of like the masculine is really going through a lot of transitions as well. And I don't know, I just have a feeling, I'm not sure, that there's Mary Magdalene has something to say. So I guess we'll see if that hit is correct or not.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's see. Okay, maybe you should start asking questions. I feel calmer, but that could be like just in my own brain, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
Mary Magdalene, is there something you can give us to identify yourself?
Yeah. Let's ask her how she passed. I'm going to ask her how she passed. So you have Google ready? Because I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Unless you know this information. Okay. I see things being thrown at her, like she's falling down, she's like tripping. So it feels like, and this is interesting because I know that she witnessed Jesus's death, mm-hmm. and I know they were throwing, were they throwing things at him? Actually, I don't know that. He was crucified. So, okay. I'm just talking this out it's in okay. my head, everybody. But I see like things being thrown and then like tripping.
Was she like
stoned? It feels like she's trying to like almost run, but she's falling. She can't like run. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. It's funny because people's it seems as if people don't let me see. It says where did she just died.
Did she just disappear?
It's weird because, like, there's just not, like, a, like most of the time there's just, like, a very clear answer. Mary Magdalene biography. Hold on a sec.
Okay, so what was going on with her eyes? There's something about her eyes.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Ooh, I have, like, goosebumps all over me right now. Oh. Holy cow.
What?
It's just, like, that sensation that I'm given, like when, or it's a brain tumor, I don't know. It's a sensation when I like connect. It's like chills from the base of my skull down to the base of my spine. So the top of my spine to the bottom of my spine. But this like went into my arms and legs. Okay.
Wow.
But she's showing me butterflies, but it's literally like her eyes.
Oh.
And when I think of that, I think of like butterfly kisses. Do you know, like,
what yeah, like when about? You with your eyelashes.
Yeah. But I feel like there's something about her eyes. So,
did they heal, or are they like healing eyes?
I don't know. Can you let's Google that? Like, Mary Magdalene's eyes. But it's almost like I want to speak softer and I want to like be very still and quiet and like very peaceful.
I feel like as soon as you said the thing about the eyes, I like literally I feel like that's like she like healed through her eyes. Like she when I was at like the EFT retreat with Sonia Sifio, someone got a vision that like Sonia was going to heal people just from looking at them. And I don't know, I just looked up eyes, Mary Magdalene eyes, but I don't know. That's how, like, I immediately interpreted it. Like, there's something about her gaze that's, like, very healing. I don't know. I don't have – nothing's coming up on Google about
nothing's
her eyes.
Nothing's coming up on Google about her eyes.
Can you ask what's the significance of the eyes?
Oh, yeah. Let me do that. Let me think of that. So I see an image of like it, like I hear it helps. And then I see an image of her like physically picking someone up with her, like a person in the street mm-hmm. laying down. She's like physically picking them up.
She said it helps in the beginning.
Yeah. And then she's showing me like physically picking them up.
Mm.
Did she wash someone's feet?
I think she washed Jesus's feet.
That makes sense. Yeah, I think I knew that actually. But did she? I see the image of her. But did she wash more than one person's feet? Like more than just Jesus? Not that it's just Jesus, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, like others.
Like, is this something that she did?
Yeah, she says. Then Mary took out a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus's feet and wiped his feet with her hair. This is like the anointing She anointed him. Interesting.
Was she? Wow, my lights just turned off. Okay, cool. thanks, Mary. Let's see here. What else? Was she a big fan of animals? Like, there are animals, all different kinds of animals right now. Like, the dogs and deer and, like, random animals, too. Like, birds, like, everything.
I don't know. Interesting.
What about the card? What does the card mean? The tarot card?
The one that in my goddess deck?
Yeah, yeah.
What about it? Like, what does it say about her?
I mean, I think it has something to do with the animals because she's, like, signifying.
Unconditional love it says, love yourself, others, in every situation, no matter what the outward appearances may be. I am not what most people think, yet to defend myself would be to sink to a lower level than I feel comfortable with. I am one with the divine, just as you are, and it is here that I choose to reside. The lower levels of human bickering, judgment, and chaos are just that, lower levels. I choose to do my work from the level of the higher consciousness where love reigns supreme. It is here where the most good can be done, and I urge you to do the same. Where you dwell in consciousness is where you truly dwell. So focus your thoughts on the good things that you can find in people and rise above all appearances otherwise. It says, so never will you. Oh, okay. In her about on the card, it says, although the Gospels never specifically call Mary Magdalene a prostitute or a sinner, she has been called one by misogynists. Mary Magdalene nonetheless overlooks these false judgments, is unconditionally forgiving, and has a beautifully sweet energy. Her significant role with Jesus, as described in the Gospels, includes her washing his feet, witnessing his death, and being one of the first people to whom he appeared after his resurrection. Controversies about other roles she may have played include Christ's bride, a temple priestess, or a disciple. Call upon her for help with forgiveness and opening your heart to more love.
Mm. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. Does she? Well, so what was her role with Jesus?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know how we're going to validate this, but okay. Let's see what comes through.
Who can validate any of Jesus' stuff?
That's fair. I hear unconditional love.
That was her role with him?
Believing in something with your whole heart.
She believed in him?
Mm-hmm. And what he said, yeah.
Mm. Oh, so she was a disciple.
Yeah.
And what else did she do for him?
I feel like she took care of him.
And
were they the same? Do you know if they were the same age?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Well, what, you know, especially in this, I think, like, there is so much controversy over her. Like, what is?
I think she did love him.
Okay.
Like she loved, like what they're saying is she loved everybody, but I think she loved him.
Oh, like, right? Loved him.
Loved him.
Did he love her?
I don't think so. I think this was like a one-sided thing.
Okay. And what is she all about now? Like, what is her energy about? Because, like, a lot of people work with her.
Her energy is, I can tell you, it is loving, it is peaceful, it is calming, it is quiet, it is listening to yourself, like, really, like, just kind of feeling feeling safe and feeling in your own power and feeling loved.
Mm. What message does she have for women right now?
Be divine is what I hear. Be divine creatures. Show mercy and love. Even if it's not shown on you.
Mm.
Yeah. And then accepting everyone, just like bringing everyone in is what I see.
Because I keep, like, you know, this whole thing about, like, Me Too and, like, you know, it's like, on one hand, women are, like, rising up in their power, right? And that's a great thing because they haven't so far. And now is this time where it's happening. But it feels to me like, well, now it's almost starting to tip in the other direction a bit. Like, it's kind of this aggression and it's kind of this a little bit of anger. So how does she feel about that?
Let me see here. Because I have my own opinions on this and I don't want to get them crossed.
Okay.
She's just showing me, like, acceptance. Like just bringing everybody in together, and my lights went out again. I either have, like, a very serious, like, power surge going on. Like, I need to go to the circuit breaker. Or, like, it's very – it only happens when I have spirits in my house. Anyway, so it's, like, bringing everybody in. It's, like, she's just bringing – ooh, I got the goosies again. Bringing everybody in.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's like such a loving energy. So I think that's her message, is that, you know, it doesn't have to tip in the other direction, is that we can be in our power, because she's very poised and very calm, but very regal as well. Like, she's very pretty, very just, you know, divine feminine energy, like, beautiful. But accepting of all, accepting of everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, you know?
Well, how can you communicate that to someone who's been, like, sexually abused, for example? Like, a woman who's been sexually abused by a man, like, this whole thing with, like, Kavanaugh and whatever, like, Kavanaugh and this woman, like, I'm just saying, this is, like, playing out right now very publicly. So, like, we can understand that,
mm-hmm.
but, like, mm-hmm. how can you communicate that there in that situation?
So I hear time. It just takes time. Mm-hmm. And then I also feel like listening to the victim and the perpetrator, mm-hmm. because they both played these roles. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But that's what I'm hearing. I don't really understand that. You explain that to me later.
Okay. Well, but, yeah, I could go ahead.
But I also feel like, that's interesting.
What?
So when I said that, she was like, she said, no, you're intelligent. You understand it.
Go, Mary.
And don't tell come her. Out of your, yeah, right? Yeah. Don't come out of your power. So it's like playing these roles that we get caught up in, mm-hmm. is what I feel like she's trying to say, and that we can be so many things. Mm-hmm. We don't have to just stay in these victim perpetrator, you know, airhead girl, you know, feminist, like, we can be all of these different things.
Yeah, there was, like, someone was talking about, or my parents and I were talking about the other night, how, like, it's kind of seems like our society right now doesn't seem to understand that you can be a good person and do a bad thing. That we're all so multidimensional. I mean, we all have all of these aspects to us. So, like, but we just focus on one at a time, kind of, and then characterize each other by that. So, like you're saying, it's like we put each other in these roles, and then it's like we're stuck in these roles, but, like, we mm-hmm. can transcend them. Is that what you're
saying? And what's interesting is that she showed me an image of, like, when you were saying that, of being stuck in these roles and then having that all washed away, right? So you make one mistake and then all of the good that you've done is washed away.
Exactly. And Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm asking is, so her answer to that is time, like time will heal that? Or what was she talking about with listening?
I think listening to what she was saying was listening to both sides of the story. And then listening to, she said something about the perpetrator being the victim.
I 100% in tapping. I'm sorry. Did I cut you off? Are you saying?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
With tapping, one of my sisters from my EFT retreat, Angelique, and I talk about all the time how like everybody's always so concerned about the victim. They're always like the poor victim. How are we going to help them? How are we going to help them? But who is going to help and heal the perpetrator? Because they're just as hurt, if not more hurt, to be able to do something like that to someone. You have to be really hurting. Like no one who's connected is going to do that. So it's like, when are we going to heal both sides? Like, when are we, who's going to heal the perpetrator? Because no one wants to, because they think, well, you're a bad person, so why would
and what she's saying is interesting. She's saying that sometimes they don't even see it, right? Sometimes they're blind, is what she's like, putting a blindfold on their eyes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the perpetrator
is blind to it because they stand and they look so strong and they look so powerful that it makes everybody else want to fight against them.
Wait, the perpetrator is blind to what? I'm sorry.
To the disconnection that they have.
Oh, like they're so blind with like their power that they don't realize that they're disconnected.
Right, right, right.
Okay. Right. Understood. Yeah, I got that.
That makes sense. Yeah, I get that. Does. I get that. It does. Same page.
Okay. Interesting. What else does Mary Magdalene have to share? Like, what advice would she give to the people listening right now about just what does she feel like sharing?
I hear this is a beautiful time to be alive.
Why?
We're all capable of so much. And we all see and feel so much that it's exciting. But I feel like I'm paraphrasing what she says, because I feel like there's some kind of either like language or did she speak a different language or did she have an accent? I don't know. You can't tell me if she had an accent.
She's born in Israel. So maybe she's Israeli. She's Jewish.
Interesting. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Okay. Google something really quick. Google if she had any problems with her right leg or any leg problems.
I don't see. I'm seeing something about like her legs being apart. Like alluding to like her being a prostitute or something like that. But by the way, was she a prostitute? Not that it matters, but.
I'm just going to leave that one blank.
Okay, sure. Okay. But why were you asking about the leg?
Oh, because I started limping and I was like, is this me or is this you? And then I asked her and she's like, that's you. But I wanted to like verify that it was me.
So you're just limping for no reason.
I was just limping for no reason. So I was like, this is interesting. Let's see what's happening here.
I have like a weird impulse to ask Mary about relationships.
She loves relationships. What about relationships?
How do you have a good relationship? What is her advice for having a good, loving relationship?
Open and honest. Even if it hurts.
Okay.
That's good. Okay. Advice. Well, I feel like it's okay to share this.
Okay.
I feel like she was what we would consider a prostitute.
Okay.
Not that it matters.
Yeah.
But I also feel like that's that was her path that she chose. Mm-hmm. And that was her way of rising out of like creating the shame so she could rise out of it.
Mm. Yeah. So that's another good area. That's another good topic too, of like, how do we, there's so much shame around pleasure, right? So much shame mm-hmm. around sexuality and pleasure in sexuality specifically. So
I literally am seeing images of her being beaten right now, just so you know. Just so you know what's happening. Go ahead.
Why is she showing you that?
I don't know.
Because of maybe
because of like the pleasure, the association with pleasure.
How do we heal that? How can we heal that in us? Because what I'm coming to learn is that pleasure is the source of power. So when we can heal that, we will be crazy powerful.
So she said one of the things that she said or that she gestured to is that pleasure doesn't come from here. And she pointed to like her private.
Okay.
And then she said pleasure comes from here and points to her heart.
Heart.
Yeah.
Oh, Mary. Gonna make a girl cry over here. Okay. Wait, can she elaborate on that? That's interesting. Can she elaborate? Is it about, is she saying it's about the connection?
It's about your connection to what makes you feel love.
Is she talking about like our...
So I think this is more than just partnerships. This is, right. This is, I know you asked about relationships, but I get the sensation of like her just being by herself.
Yeah. Like she's talking about alignment with yes. our inner being.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's talking about Abraham stuff.
But I also, taking a step back in a relationship and kind of knowing when you need to seclude yourself so you can refocus your energy on the couple.
On the couple?
On the couple, like the partnership that you have.
Take a step back to focus on it?
Yeah. So I think what she's literally meaning is like literally like going like away, like just going somewhere for like a couple hours and just kind of recharging your batteries.
Yeah. Like stepping away from the situation.
Yeah.
Recentering yourself. That makes sense. And is relationship about...
She says sometimes we make it harder than it needs to be.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was going to ask. Is it... Is it all about our focus? Like what we choose to focus on? Do we create our relationships based on our focus? Is that...
Sometimes we create our relationships to teach us things. But she said, when you asked that question, she said, not in all cases. For example, again, like with going to like being beaten or physically harmed by someone, that is not a situation where you need to like refocus what you're looking at and look at this person in a different light.
Right.
That's when you need to leave the situation.
Right.
So, and the same comes with abuse in your head she's pointing to. So it's really about knowing your worth and stepping into that.
Okay.
And then also coming from a place of love when you're able to walk away.
Oh yeah. We were just talking about that this week, walking away from situations in love.
Right? Wow. Yeah.
And why is that so important, Mary, to walk away in love?
Because love is what elevates you. I hear the song Love Is All You Need.
Do you have any questions for her, Amy?
Do I have questions for her? No, I don't think I do. Yeah, I do, actually. I have a question.
Okay.
I'm going to ask it out loud. How do... Not how. Sometimes... people in general will feel guilty about things that are outside of their control or I don't know, guilty about things that they really shouldn't feel guilty about. Okay, I got the answer already. I'm going to finish my question. Yeah. anyway, things that they shouldn't feel guilty about. And then the answer was martyr. You're being a martyr. So
what was your question? Like, sometimes people feel guilty about things they shouldn't, and what's
the question? Yeah. So why is that, essentially, is what I was asking.
And like, what is the definition of a martyr? Someone who thinks that it's the right to like throw themselves. Okay, I'm answering the question. What is the definition of a martyr?
I think you should Google it, actually.
Well, okay.
So according to Mary, is that what you want to know?
Like, yeah, yeah, I was going to ask, but hold on a second. Okay. A martyr, a person who is killed because of their religious or other beliefs. But it says a person who displays or exaggerates their discomfort or distress in order to obtain sympathy or admiration. Is that what she's
talking
about?
There we go. Yeah, that's what she's talking about. Because I was like, the first one, that doesn't make any sense. That's what she's talking about. So it's essentially like taking on like this feeling of guilt when it's completely unnecessary, just to create unnecessary circumstances. And then she just corrected me and said they're all necessary circumstances. They're all necessary for
learning.
Yeah, they're all necessary for growth and for evolving. But it's also necessary to see the pattern and stop it.
Mm-hmm. And it makes sense because it's essentially like someone who is a martyr is truly asking for comfort, like love. They're just asking for love in a different way. It's a backwards way of asking for love, basically.
Yes, she's saying they're being the perpetrator and the victim at the same time.
Oh, Mary, that's freaking deep. That's like, I don't know. I really love the way that was said. That's freaking deep. You're being the perpetrator and the victim at the same time. That's what we all do all the time to ourselves. We are the perpetrator and the victim. We beat the shit out of ourselves. And then we are like, help me.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So how to get out of that cycle, Mary? How do you get out of that?
She said snap out of it. But it's I feel like it's not that easy. It's all about the concept. It's all about the mentality, and it's all about your perception is what she's saying.
Okay.
She's saying, how many of us need to tell you this?
You're right, Mary. We just ask you all the same questions. You caught us.
Really,
okay.
It's really funny. Like, all of us humans are like, how do we stop doing this?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same answer. And it's like,
no, it really is. We just ask.
Literally told you 100 times.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say this.
We're like, let's ask Robin Williams. Maybe he'll say it in a different way.
Robin Williams is like, who the fuck are you guys?
Yeah. Or we're like, let's ask Mary. She'll definitely say it in a way that'll blow our mind. And it's like the most simple thing, which is the way to blow our minds. But it's kind of like what I'm realizing from all of these like celebrity interviews and like spirit interviews is kind of like, we all already know this stuff. Like, we know all of it. It's just kind of like it's really becoming that thing where it's like people say like we're just reminding you of what you already know. You know, it's like it really starting to feel that way because I can't even. Go ahead.
You know what else I was gonna say is that with the celebrity interviews, like. And I understand, like, we're trying to validate who we're talking to. So, like, with a few celebrity interviews that we haven't aired, Robin Williams, Kate Spade, Tim. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Avicii.
Yeah. Avicii, thank you. I always want to call him Vinici.
Yeah, you guys are friends.
I don't know why.
Vinici.
Avicii, my Nietzsche. Anyway, but with those interviews, it's always like, and the ones that we've aired, but it's always about them. Do you see what I'm saying? So I feel like as human beings, it's always about us. It's always about ourselves and like what happened to us, because like what I'm seeing right now, and I think Mary showing me this, it's like we're so small and we're so focused on like this little pinpoint compared to like the larger perspective. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And that's why I think that like ETs have like a broader perspective of this. They have like a different, completely different perspective.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. But I also was just inspired to ask a question.
Yes.
Mary, tell me something that I don't know that I want to know.
Ooh, I like that question. Let's see what comes through. She's okay. She's saying that butterfly feeling in your stomach. Mm-hmm. She said you'll get it again.
I like that. In the way that I like that. In the way that I want to.
She's showing me like a secret, like a shh, like a thing. So yeah.
That's fucking awesome, Mary. I fucking love you. Sorry. That is cool. I love that that question just came to my mind. I freaking love that. Yo, that's great. That's dope. That's so cool. Thanks. Can you tell something Ambie? Can you tell Ambie something that she wants to know that she doesn't know?
Oh, damn, Mary. Okay. She showed me like hitting me on the back and me coughing something up.
Mm.
What is that? She said, get it out.
What does that mean?
Oh,
do you know what it means?
Yeah, I know what it means.
What does it mean? We can.
I was meditating this morning and I had this thing in my throat and I had this this download, like, yeah, your throat chakra is blocked. So you need to cough it out. And so I literally just sat there and coughed for like 60 seconds. And like made myself cough for 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. And when I was done, I was like trying to open up my throat chakra, just like intuitively just sitting there and doing it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't feel like it came up. And so Mary was like, cough it, like just get it out. Mm. Essentially like come into my power, speak my truth. Like it's not like a meditative thing. It's like an action thing. Cough it up.
It's like, you know? Yeah. You're just get it out. Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
Nike. That's really weird because today I was tapping with someone and during the session they were like, hold on a second. And then they started coughing like intentionally and just like cough. And then they turned to me and were like, sorry, do you ever do this? Sometimes I feel it really healing to just cough intentionally and it releases energy. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. But like, I'd never heard it. I thought it was really interesting that they turned and said that to me. I was like, oh, okay. Like,
that's,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, wow. So it's really weird.
What is synchronicity?
Mm-hmm. Totally. Cool. Well, Mary, what a pleasure. Any last words before you go for any last words?
She said, if you need me, call on me.
I was going to ask that. Yeah. And like, what can I call on you for? What can we call on you for?
She's showing me prayer hands, guidance, protection. Can we call on her for protection? I guess we can. She said we can. what else? Guidance, protection, and healing is the last one.
Aw, I love that.
There's something about like a sexuality too, but she's not looking sexual. I just hear the word. So I just want to throw that out there.
Sexual healing?
Maybe sexual healing. Yeah. Maybe sexual healing, like abuse or something like that.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Mary. This was really, really cool. And can we talk to you again sometime maybe?
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks,
girl. That's not what she said, but you know.
What did she say?
She just nodded her head yes, and she said, of course.
It seems like she uses very little energy.
She, like, I'm telling you, it doesn't sound like it, but this is the most calm I felt all day.
I mean, that's, like, what I've heard about her energy is that it's, like, so beautiful and so feminine and nurturing.
Yes. I mean, it definitely is. If you like, that is the energy. I highly recommend calling on Mary. I highly recommend this energy. I just want to throw that out there.
I feel like you're like, I feel like these energies are like bottled and you're like, I give this energy 2 thumbs up.
I do.
This Mary energy is a doozy.
Inner Bloom review on the energy, 2 thumbs up.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks for connecting, Ambie. That was like very cool. I liked that. I hope you all did too. And I don't know. That was cool. I feel really calm. I don't even know if I'm like forgetting that we have to like close out the podcast. I'm just like, yeah I'm chill. I'm like,
we're supposed to say other things. Yeah. I feel like there's other stuff that
we're supposed to say words.
Yeah. Everybody call on Mary, because let me tell you, this energy is good stuff. It's good.
It's some good shit. Mary, you good.
Mary, I'm so sorry. This was not appropriate.
I was cursing the whole time. I don't even think she cared. Did she care?
I don't think she does either.
Yeah, no. Mary is chill. I don't think she's as offended. Fuck.
Yeah. Sorry. Mary is spiritual AF. So
spiritual AF. Mary is so spiritual. okay, well, Bloomers.
There's gonna be someone that's so offended by our
I know.
Right
I'm
now that they're
sorry.
Like, I'm
but
not
no,
even
but you know what?
Anymore.
I was thinking that, and you know what? Maybe there will be, but if there, come on, like, no. I mean, maybe there will be, but look, like, this is how we get down. You already know this. Like, look, and you know what? This is what I think is so cool, because, like, there's a lot of other, you can go on YouTube and there's, like, other people who've connected to Mary and had conversations with Mary and whatever, and, like, I don't remember what they're like. I don't know. I think I've, like, watched one before. But I think this is what the cool thing is like we talked about in that episode way long ago with Gandhi. It's like with every person who connects, it's going to be a different type of experience because of their perspective of like you and me, like our energy connecting with Mary, it's a different experience than somebody completely else. They could be taking it way more seriously. And then again, like they evoke a different response from her that's way more serious. Or like we were talking about this earlier today about like the way that John comes through with different people. It's like some people he's very gentle and calm with and some people he's a little agitated and intense with. And it's like it really, I think, depends on like who's asking the questions. So look, this is our special brand of psychic. So
yeah, this is.
So love
this
it or
is our
it.
Special version of crazy and I like it.
Yeah, me too. Thank you all so much for tuning in. If you haven't left a rating or review and you want to do so, we would love you forever.
We love you long time.
We love you long time. I think Brandon says that. We love you.
Does
long
he?
Time. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, sorry, Brandon.
It's okay.
I stole it.
It's okay. And get in on Patreon if you want to be a part of the John channeling before the 17th, I think we said. And it's 10.
You might get a free alien. You never know.
You might get a free alien. Now. You get an alien and you get an
you
alien
get an
and
alien.
You get an alien. Yeah. We got to make that gif. That's really funny. If you want a reading with Ambie or you want an EFT session with me, you can email innerbloompodcast@gmail.com. And what else? Anything else, Ambie?
Oh, I think we forgot to do that last time. That's good that you remembered. if you have an awesome story.
Yes.
If after listening to this, Mary came to you and was chatting you up, we would like to hear about it. Or if Gandhi has, or like really anybody.
Any of our homies, if any of our homies have showed up. If any of our witch gang has showed up, then let us know.
Like you have an alien, I want to hear about it. I want to hear about your level of crazy.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so we can read it on the show.
Yep. And actually, that reminds me, someone sent us an amazing story that we're going to read next episode. So stay tuned for that. We love you all so much. And until next time, Ambie, take it away.
Keep on blooming, bitches.
Awesome. Bye. If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambi, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Inner Bloom Podcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within.